The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of time with me here this morning. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes things just kind of pop into your feed on YouTube, and I look at a lot of music, and this thing came into my feed in YouTube, and it was all about how some big stars like J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, if it's not your genre, just understand that she's a very big star. They're using ghost singers. Now, what that means is there's somebody else singing the song on her actual album. And so it's not even her singing it. And then she goes out in her concert and will lip sync a song that was sung by somebody else that people are crediting her with. And it just made me just realize the depth of the lack of authenticity in the world. And I don't know if you know this, but there was just an AI song that hit number one on the country charts. And it just, this world is getting to the point where you just, it's just, I don't know. I'm having a hard time processing it all. And my kids are living in that world a lot more, of course, because they're involved in social media, despite my best efforts to constrain and limit that. It's just the world that they're living in. But this lack of the real and this lack of the authentic is really, really, really bothersome to me. And I think it's pervading society in a way that I don't see any good in it. That's not to say I don't see any good in AI. There are certainly applications in AI. And I had talked about last week, I think I talked about how my dentist's assistant said that they were now using AI to show them where to clean the teeth, whereas it would have been the dentist that would have read, they take the x-ray and they say, oh, it needs to be cleaned here. I don't know a lot about that process, but I know that the dentist used to do it and now AI does it. So I think there are some things in it. I think it's just inevitable that if AI can do a job like that, like a radiologist, and it can do it better. I mean, if it's your lung CT and they're looking for cancer and AI's markedly better, well, what do you want, right? So it's not like I don't see applications for AI, but you know, for me, I'm a musician in the creative space to take the humanity. There's AI created, generated art. There's AI generated music, and art and music to me are a celebration of humanity itself. And for that to get taken away, or it's not that they're taking it away. It's just that people are choosing. I mean, if this was the number one streamed, now it could have been that there was a lot of hype. Hey, this is an AI song and everybody wanted to hear it and see what AI sounded like. I certainly hope that the charts don't start getting to the point where the top artists are consistently AI. If Skynet has won, if that's the case, and if you remember that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie in the 80s, The Terminator, and Skynet was just basically overriding artificial intelligence computer network that was running the earth. It's just a frightening time. And again, the humanity and the authenticity, there's a crisis of humanity and a crisis of authenticity. And it just God, it bothers me to no end. Now, I think that people are a long ways from wanting a robot nurse or a robot primary care doctor or even a robot surgeon. Even though we use a robot in the OR, my hand is on it, right? And so you're getting an authentic Dr. Gotting knee supplemented by a robot. But it's really just a tool to make the decisions that I come up with on where the cuts should be. It just makes that more accurate. It doesn't tell me where to cut. I tell the robot where I want to cut, and the robot allows me to cut exactly there. And I just have a lot more information. But I think it's a million miles before people want some kind of a robot. The robot nurse walking into your room to take care of you would have to be so human that if the lines are blurred that far, I don't even know where we are. But yeah, I'm distressed at the lack of authenticity and humanity in the world. And, you know, going into the Christmas season, I hope we can really dive deep into what humanity and authenticity is all about. And speaking of authenticity, I am going to bring on a guest today who is actually John Ryan. Now, Carroll area listeners would know John because he has been here at KCIM Radio for 31 years, and mm-hmm. he's been my producer for 5 years. And this is our last show together as he is off into the wild blue yonder of retirement. So, John, hello.
I am pulling the trigger before you get there. You always said you're going to retire maybe in 10 years or whatever.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'll probably be St. Anthony's another 7, and then probably work a few more years in fewer days a week. Let's just say like there's a place where I can go work 10 days a month in a row and then have 21 days off. But yeah, no, I'm still pedal to the metal for a while. So you're getting out earlier. Well, I don't know. How old are you?
I am 61.
Right. So it's about the same. So yeah. I'm 55. 7 years from now, I intend to head out the door like you're going to. Well, tell our broader WHO audience a little bit about your story here at KCIM.
Well, I started actually at Carroll Broadcasting 1994 is when I got hired. I came in as the operations manager, program director of two stations at that time, was given complete control over my hours and what I wanted to do with the stations. And I thought that's such a cool thing that I stayed with it. And then we eventually added a third station, Kick 106.7. And yeah, been here ever since. I've had a great air staff that has been with me for some of them for over 20 years. So they're going to be, you know, picking up where I left off. And it's been a great run here. And I can't thank the people of Carroll enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Carroll's a great community. And mm-hmm. and obviously they've embraced the radio station because you're still here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the number one thing. Is that radio station successful?
And, yeah. And it's a family owned operation, too. Oh. I mean, it's one family that has owned it since 1950, 75 years. KCIM has been on the air. So, yeah, they treat all their employees extremely well. And that's why we don't have the massive turnover that some people do.
Well, right. Well, I can tell you, and I'm only saying good things. I'm not saying bad things at all. All I will say is I think I had three producers in the 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. when I was at iHeartRadio. All very nice people, very qualified. But there was a turnover. Now, you've been here. We've done, I don't know, I've been here. I'm coming up on my 6th year, so I'm 5.5 years in. We started when I got here, so we've done we've done 250 plus shows together.
I've learned a lot about orthopedics, let's put it that way.
Well, I hope so. That's the idea. I hope we've learned a little bit. I hope you'll know a little bit more about shoulders and knees.
My wife said she had her shoulder hurt the other day, and I was asking her, how does it hurt? You know, they have these things called the Regenin 10 now, and she looked at me like, what are you talking about? So.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah,
I have gleaned some knowledge.
Sure. Well, I hope everybody has to some extent. You know, and it's been a real pleasure. It's been, John's always just been super professional. He actually edited as well, right? Mm-hmm. He does the editing and it's just, you know, he's always kind of sitting there. I'm always looking at him and I've never really involved him in the show. He didn't have a lot to input on orthopedics. but he's always been there and been super competent and done a great job with the show. And it's exciting to see you young and vibrant heading off into retirement to ride your bike and do your things. And
that was our thing. I had a heart attack at the age of 60. Mm-hmm. I got life flighted to Mercy in Des Moines on my 60th birthday. since then, my wife, who's been the kind of the driver of all of this, she's the financial CEO of our family and things. She decided, you know, hey, we can do this. We're young. We can travel. We're our healthiest we're ever going to be. Let's pull the trigger on this and let's do it. And I'm absolutely 100% on board.
And your heart's 100% now?
100%. Yep. No damage done whatsoever. The surgeons down there, about 45 minutes, they put a stent in. I was awake during the whole thing. They were terrific.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, that's one thing about the system that we have set up here, specifically in the Carroll area. I mean, if you're in trouble in Carroll or 10, 20 minutes outside of Carroll, you get here to the hospital. And how long was it from the time you hit the hospital to the cath lab?
Probably within a couple of hours.
Yeah. I mean, you think about, you know, to be able to live out in rural Iowa and be able to have a helicopter there and get you to an interventional cardiologist in a cath lab in 2 hours, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people, 9%, I don't know, whatever, billions and billions of people aren't even getting to the hospital.
Yeah.
They're just lucky to get an aspirin from their local doctor. I mean, you know, there's all, you know, we talk about Africa and the Philippines and places like that, places that I've worked. It's just not even reasonable to even expect them to ever even get the cardiac stent to begin mm-hmm. with, let alone within 2 hours of, so probably 3 hours of symptoms, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I my bad.
Okay. Okay. So here's a point to educate. As you know, on this show and podcast, I want to promote health. It's not just orthopedics. I talk about weight loss. I talk about things like this. Let's talk, if you don't mind, you brought it up.
Sure.
A little bit about your experience and what people ought to glean from your experience from a knowledge perspective.
I will say I do my own podcast on the side. It's called Must Know People. And my wife and I did a podcast about my heart attack, what went on there, and the treatment afterwards. Dr. Figovsky, mm-hmm. who works here at St. Anthony's,
she's fantastic.
Yep.
Cardiologist.
She's my cardiologist. And so I did a podcast with her on that later
wonderful.
On, all about the signs, the symptoms of what to look for.
And where can the non-Carroll audience, the WHO and the podcast audience find
sure.
that?
Just go to carrollbroadcasting.com, click on the podcast section. It's called Must Know People. It was in season one. I've done a couple of seasons of it, and I just wrapped up season two because obviously I'm retiring on Friday. So they can find it all right there, all the different podcasts that I did.
Okay, but let's just, so first of all, Dr. Susie Figovsky is a fantastic cardiologist here in Carroll. We don't have a cath lab, and the reason we don't have a cath lab is where we put in stents and things like that. You have to have a surgeon on standby in case something goes wrong. You got to have somebody cut the chest open and fix it old school. mm-hmm. So we do not have a cath lab here, but we have a fantastic cardiologist, and she does put in pacemakers, and she does what they call cardioversions and gets the hearts back into rhythm if they're out of rhythm. But let's just talk about your experience, because I feel like there's something that can be learned, and you may have gotten lucky and other people may not. So let's talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, I got very, very lucky. I had symptoms that were going for a while. I would all of a sudden just feel my heart start to race, you know, and start to feel a little bit of pressure in my chest, but it would go away. And I thought, well, okay, it's just a weird deal. No big deal. It started to get a little more and more. Well, one night came right before my 60th birthday. I was up pretty much most of the night. I just pressure on my chest. And I thought, it's probably gas. I don't know. I'd not really ever experienced anything like that. Went out the next day. We went bike riding, did about 20 miles on the bike. And I thought, okay, it's starting to feel a little weird again. It wasn't until I laid down the second night that I suffered through the whole night and started to get nauseous. I had no idea that nausea was a symptom of a heart attack.
Sure.
At all.
Sure.
So by the time I hit about 3 a.m., I had not slept all night, and I said, okay, I got to go to urgent care at McFarland Clinic here in town. And they immediately sent me to the emergency room saying, you're having a heart attack. And both my wife and our mouths just dropped open thinking, how can this be? But yeah, the folks there were terrific. I never had pain down my arm or in my jaw, which is one of the major other symptoms. So I would look up symptoms online, and there was only about half of them applied, but it was enough.
So my point for having you kind of flush that out a little bit is, if your heart is racing, if you're over 50, let's say, and probably even, let's say 40, if your heart is racing and you feel especially pressure, mm-hmm. not pain, it's pressure
yeah.
is the big
Mine
one.
Was pressure right dead in the middle of my chest.
That is a classic finding. And what I want you, the listeners, to take from this is don't mess around. Go to your doctor. Every doctor out there will tell you they would so much rather you come in and have it be gas than not come in and have it. So what I'm saying that you got lucky is that it could have been worse, and it could have been that those delays could have been very costly. And as it turns out, you got lucky, and they were able to stent that open, and it's probably going to be open forever, and you're fine to go ride your bike. But do not ignore chest pressure. It does not have to be pain. People always think pain. Pressure is a big one. Feeling the heart race is a big one. I'll tell my own little quick story. I recently, my daughters introduced me to Celsius, which is an energy drink, and I really kind of liked them. And so I got to the point where I was drinking two or three a day. And then I got to the point where I was drinking a little bit of coffee in the morning and then two or three a day, and just trying to keep the workout and keep the pace and everything. And I laid down in bed one night, and I, you know how you can hear your pulse in your ear on your pillow. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's not regular at all. So I went and got an EKG, and I was having premature atrial contractions. And so I called our friend, Dr. Figowski, and she said, those aren't that big of a deal. What are you doing? I said, well, no, I don't know. And she's like, do you drink caffeine? I said, yeah, a whole lot. She said, well, stop that and go buy this thing. It's called a Cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A, and do a little basic EKG on your phone and just cut out the caffeine and take some magnesium. And so, of course, I've been on the carnivore diet, and I'm on it probably 5 days a week now and 2 days off. I'm going to go hardcore again. But you do have to monitor on that diet, and a lot of diets, you have to monitor your potassium and magnesium. But my heart now for the last 3 or 4 weeks has been in perfect regular rhythm. I've checked it a bunch of times. I feel my pulse all the time. But I didn't ignore it. It turned out to be she was not really concerned. I mean, she was concerned, but she said, well, it's not really that big of a deal. Just stop doing all the caffeine. You're probably going to be fine. And so I did, and so I am. But again, the point is you can't ignore this kind of stuff. I've just seen so many stories of people who – yeah, he wasn't feeling good for 2 or 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden, gone. And do not ignore. And women, hey, guess what? You too. I think sometimes people think that women don't have as many heart attacks, but they actually do. I don't know if they have as many, but they have enough that it's not like it's rare for women. So don't sleep on it because you're a woman. If you are having, especially pressure in your chest, but certainly any pain, and then anything going to the shoulder or the jaw or short of breath, just go get checked out. That's what you've got your doctor for.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we turned this into a public service announcement. I didn't think we were going to necessarily do that. I was just going to say thank you so much for just working with me and making me feel comfortable here and just being super professional about it. And I want to wish you the very best of luck in your retirement and your podcast, which is going to be ongoing, right?
We're going to be doing something probably a little different. We're going to weigh out our options here in the next few weeks.
Is it going to come through Carol Broadcasting?
Probably not.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, when you get to the point where you know what it is, let us know. I mean, you've been such a good friend of the show, obviously. We'll be happy to let people know what you're doing and how they can find it. But in the meantime, thank you, John. Thank you for everything. It's been
no problem.
It's been a great pleasure, and I've been super happy with how things have gone. And best of luck in your retirement. And I'm so glad that you're blessed with health.
Yeah, 100% healthy going forward. So yeah, and you know what? I listen to podcasts to learn something, and you learn something right here every week.
That's right. We just learn, and it's not always about orthopedics. Sometimes it's about diet or heart or whatever. And I actually need to get Dr. Figowski on here.
Occasionally, the Greek philosopher. And,
you know. Occasionally, every once in a while, we get a little bit esoteric, but it's okay. We got to keep it exciting. But thank you very much, and thank you all for listening once again to the show. Thank you, KCIM, for having our show here. St. Anthony's appreciates it. I appreciate it. And we're full tilt into winter and the holidays. And so we'll talk a little bit about that more next week, probably. So you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.